Hi, this is your host, Dominique, for the blog Music Art Culture. Thank you for listening. We've got a brand new week, brand new show, and I am so thankful to be here with you all. It's always a pleasure. One exciting thing about the weekend being over and embarking on a brand new week is that, well, we have a lot to look forward to. So it's up to you how you spend the next 5 days up until the weekend. But I wish that you do so in a productive manner and that you get everything done that you need to, or at least start your bucket list. I've got to admit that this weekend has been pretty productive for me. It was a lot of fun. Actually, if you missed it, head over to my Twitter page at Dominique LaRue. You can see some of the highlights from my guest spot over at the Accelerated Radio Network for the Excel Radio Takeover Show. That was a lot of fun. We had the Hip Hop Throwdown Showdown, Best of the 90s, and it was a lot of fun. If you get a chance, click on the link in the photo with the highlights, and you can listen to some of the shenanigans that went on last week on their show. But it was a great time. Studio was filled with a lot of different cool people. And even though I didn't know a lot of the songs that they played, I gotta be honest, the songs that I did know were only because I like to dance. So when they started playing early versions of MC Hammer, you know, all the fun stuff that all the ladies like to dance to, well, of course I knew that. And yeah, it was definitely more my speed. I'm not really like, you know, a gangsta rap type of girl, but you know, if the beat is cool, I guess we all find ourselves bobbing our heads to it eventually. However, I will say I kind of prefer the easy going, fun loving versions of hip hop. Why? Because it's less confrontational, and to be totally honest, it allows me to be a beautiful dainty woman and hold a martini or a bucket glass and sip and find a nice looking gentleman to dance with. So that's my take on that, and that's how I voted. But like I said, go ahead and check that out. Head over to my Twitter page at Dominique LaRue, DominiqueLaRuex, for more on that. It was so amazing to see two good friends, A+, who actually is the host over at the show, and also his very cool co-host and sidekick, Big Homie Quan. So one of the photos that we did, I actually started to jump on his back, and it was a lot of fun. It made for a really cool photo. Don't regret it. And I'm just so thankful that he didn't drop me. So shout out to Big Homie Quan, shout out to A+ over at Accelerated Radio. It's such a cool thing to be able to collaborate with people that you like, that are really genuinely just all around great guys. And yeah, always a fun time, always a fun time. So that was my week last week. What else happened? I am very excited, not to overshare too much, because we have to leave some for next week, where we're going to have an interview with founder Olympia Alsett, who has brought together a wonderful project of love, Supermarket. And what is that? Well, basically, you can get fresh groceries all in one spot. You can subscribe and have a box of wonderful, affordable organics delivered at your doorstep. Or you could arrange for pickup. So why is that cool? Well, I think that's pretty cool in LA because she's independent. She's a local young business owner. And I was actually able to pick up a box yesterday filled with fresh, wonderful veggies and fruits. And when I tell you the product is great, it is amazing. So I'll be really happy to have her on the show in the next few weeks, and she can give us more details about some of the wonderful things that she's doing in the community, because it is exciting. And head over to the page for the blog Music Art Culture on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. Again, Music Art Culture Education Foundation, MACEF Public Arts. And you can see those photos posted as well. All right, so we are back from the brief break, but more about that if you're interested in how to subscribe, how to get your hands on affordable organics and other delivery options and giveaways that they have. Well, guess what? They are on Instagram and they have a website. Head over to www.suprmarkt.la for more information on how you can get fresh, affordable, organic groceries to your doorstep and how they're accessible in your local Los Angeles community. Okay, check that out. Keep posted because we are going to have her as a guest on the show, as I mentioned before. Very excited about that. Phenomenal young woman doing phenomenal work and educating people about health and awareness of foods, consumptions, and the overall effects that it has on the body. You know, the wear and tear, how to cook properly, how to lower your cholesterol, how not to take out all the flavor, but how to actually preserve the flavors that we love, reduce the fats that we don't need, and to just enjoy food on a healthy scale for longevity. It's amazing, right? It's amazing. And speaking of health, I'm really excited because I've been hyper-disciplined lately. I've been back in the gym, and it's challenging. Yes, it is. It's been really a long journey on being, if I'm completely honest, very lazy and really unaware of how my body was changing. But I can tell you one thing. I got the wake-up call when I finally tried to put on one of my favorite dresses, and my hips had spread so wide that I couldn't wear it. I couldn't move. I could barely breathe. And it wasn't a good look. So instead of getting a whole new wardrobe, as I mentioned before, I wanted to keep the clothes that I have and actually wear them. So I got myself back into discipline mode. I hadn't really been on long runs in a while, not really since I did the LA Marathon, and I needed to get back on track. So I was really happy. I think last week I did a total of almost 10 miles collectively throughout the week. And shout out to whoever has health goals. If you're wondering on different ways to encourage yourself, every little bit matters every single day. So I don't do legs every single day, but what I do is distance. I do treadmill, I do biking. And on days where I'm feeling kind of tired, I try and work on my upper body when it comes to weights and core strengthening. So yeah, there's a lot of cool techniques that you can use to psych yourself out, but you do have to have some discipline. You do have to have a regimen, at least 30 to 20 minutes a day regularly, to make sure that your body's metabolism gets back into the swing of things. Now, you know your body, you know how it responds to foods, to different movements, you know, to exercising and things like that. So take that into account. If you need to consult a physician or your doctor, please do so. If you have any health related concerns, we don't want you to be out there hurting yourself. Definitely not. But being healthy is top priority. Right? You can't enjoy your life if you're not taking care of your body. So top priority is health for me. And I encourage you all to figure out how to make that a top priority for you to increase your longevity by maintaining and preserving your health. Yeah. So I think I did a total of about somewhere between 8 to 10 miles last week. Yesterday, I know I did a solid 4. I was very happy about that. And believe it or not, I can start to see myself slimming down. So I know that they say it's not just about exercise, it's also about the foods that you consume and what you put into your body. So what I will tell you is, with the fresh box that I received from our to-be guest coming up in a few weeks for the organic groceries, I believe it was greens. Maybe it was greens. I thought it was kale, to be totally honest, but that just shows how much I don't know my vegetables when they're raw and uncooked. But I think maybe it was greens by the way that the flavor came out. Quick, easy tip. All I did was chop them up, remove the stems, saute them with European butter, lightly season them with garlic salt, and made some spaghetti noodles, and added a little cream curry sauce, and voila. Simple. It didn't take all day. I'm full. I'm content. I'm not starving. And there was flavor. It wasn't overpowering, but it's a good base, because if you want to add other vegetables, you can. I was just short on time, and I've been trying to go back vegetarian, and so it was a healthy alternative that didn't take all day, that was filled with flavor, and it's very adjustable. It's so simple that you can add as you go. If you want to add seafood, you can do that. If you want to add other vegetables, like I mentioned before, like tomatoes, fresh garlic or onions, you can do that as well. It is such one of those dishes that gives you the freedom to make whatever you want and add whatever flavors you need to give it that extra kick. And it doesn't take away from the value of being full or feeling healthy. So think about how you can do just a little bit more on the health tip to make sure that you're eating, because yeah, you gotta eat. We don't want you starving yourself. And also how to give yourself the nutrients that your body deserves. We need greens. We need, you know, wheat. We need the oats. We need all of that. But figure out a good mix for your diet so that way you can maintain a healthy weight, a healthy heart, and get all the, you know, energy that you need throughout the day without drinking coffee as your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Take it from me. I used to drink a can of Coke and have a king-size Snicker bar for lunch. And it worked. I had so much energy, and then the crash was so real that it was horrible. So you don't want to run your body ragged. You want to make sure that you're getting the energy and you're keeping your blood sugar levels normal and you're not going to spike. Yeah, let's just work on that. Whatever your things are, write down three things this week that would help you to be a bit healthier when it comes to breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And I'll share some of mine on my social media. As well, make sure you follow at Dominique LaRue on Twitter and at Macef, MACEF Public Arts on Twitter, and share your thoughts. Like, share, tweet, follow, comment, and I'll be sure to do the same. I love to interact with people, as I always say. It's a great time. It's a great conversation to have. And just to get your feedback is always appreciated because, well, you're part of the fam. So, fam, write down your top three ways, okay, that you're going to have a better breakfast, lunch, and dinner, at least for the rest of the week. All right, so we're back from the break. Thanks for hanging in there. I'll tell you what, newsflash, if you haven't heard, although I'm sure you have, the government shutdown is done for now. People are getting paid. Hallelujah. And I'm just so relieved that it's come to a halt. Yeah. Moment of, 2 second silence that was. Can you believe it? I mean, who is not getting paid? It's a form of modern day slavery for a individual to be denied their payment. But yeah, it's not to be political. It's just I'm really happy for those people to be rewarded for the work that they've been doing because everyone deserves the basic human right to have the choice and the freedom to provide for their families and their lifestyles, and that's a really scary place to be. So shout out to all the families who had to endure that on whichever coast you're from. If you were affected by the government shutdown and now you're getting pay, I know that you're experiencing relief knowing that it's over. My heart goes out to your families that you had to endure that. Even if you are a single person and you had to endure that, that had to be scary. But it kind of makes you want to think about the job scope. I mean, for the longest, I know when I was growing up, I would always hear people say, well, the safest bet is a government job. The safest bet is a government job, you know. And then flash forward, as of to date, Trump issues the longest government shutdown and he refuses to pay people. And that safety net of a government job is the safest place to be is now been tampered with. So I don't know. I don't know how I would feel if I was a government worker. But I think it's definitely opened a lot of eyes as far as how, you know, workers are viewed, how they should also view employment and employers, even if the employer is the government. So shout out to all the families who did what they had to do. Big up to the ones that didn't crack under the pressure. And even if you felt yourself cracking over, you know, under the pressure, don't feel too bad about it. I mean, that's something pretty devastating to have to experience, especially some of the federal workers when it came down to the FBI and things like that. You know, you have to do your job. You have to protect the president. And then knowing that he's withholding your paycheck, that's kind of scary. You know, you have to make sure that he can eat, that he can go to the grocery store, that he can hold his meetings, and the same for their families as well. They have to protect their families, these federal workers, these agents, and to know that you're watching them and enhancing their day-to-day lives, but he's made a choice to withhold your paycheck that affects your household and your family and your end of, you know, day necessities. It's very disturbing. So I think that definitely it makes people think about the quality of life and how to, you know, reaffirm what it means to be valued on the job and who you choose to believe in to protect that value. I don't know. If I was a government worker, I would probably be thinking about another type of alternative just in case something were to happen. And I'm sure they all have thought that. I mean, I think it's only fair. But yeah, I mean, big up to the lawmakers and the cabinet for making the decision to at least for now create a solution that doesn't affect the livelihood of your fellow Americans. So people are getting paid again. That's the news on the government. And I think that's as far as I'll go. But again, yeah, shout out to the families who were affected by that. And you will continuously, as well as the rest of you, be in my prayers as well. You know, respectfully, because that's a hard thing to have to endure, to have to go through. And I was actually watching something on the news and they were showing a story profiling people who were directly affected by it. And one man thought that he would be on the brink of eviction and he didn't know how he would deal or handle the embarrassment. And I thought to myself, wow, you know, compassion. Compassion is all we need as, you know, human beings to make sure that we're okay and that we're creating a society that is conscious and aware of the choices that will inevitably affect everyone else. So yeah, we've all got to do better. We've all got to be conscious and aware. And yes, how can we do that? I always talk about volunteering. That's a great way. If you are involved in a group, like a partner group, support group, that's a great way to be involved. But we definitely need to work on our levels of consciousness for one another as, you know, a global community, as human beings on a local level, to make sure that we're never overlooking the needs of our neighbors, okay? Because it's really unfair to ask and or force and or require people to work for free and then starve in silence. That's just ridiculous. So hopefully our government comes to a decision soon that gets a lot of the air cleared about the direction we need to go. But yes, celebration is across the nation right now because people are getting paid. So I'm happy for it. Okay, let's move on to the next reel of facts. Friendship, is it overrated these days with all the social media and Instagram? Is there a real thing as a friend anymore? I don't know. Let's explore that. Thanks for listening. Keep listening. Join the conversation, the Blog Music Art Culture. All right, friendships and social media. So the question that I pose is, are you a better friend since your Instagram has grown, or has it gotten worse? The real question is, are people really being transparent anymore, to be totally honest? I think it's harder to do, or should I say easier to do, when you have those personal interactions up close, when you know people, when you get to check in regularly, when you get to see them on a regular basis, and when you have a real relationship. Those things are very easy to accomplish. But on the go, if you're a very busy person and you live in a world where everything is all about Snapchat, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, well, it gets very difficult to have those really naked kind of interactions with people because you're only doing it over the screen. So one of the things that I wanted to explore, are your relationships really real? I have to admit, I don't have a lot of really close friends, but I do love engaging with people, and I am naturally a people person, and I do cherish my close relationships. And oftentimes, one of the big things that I do to make sure that I'm staying connected and keeping them a part of my life is to call them. When I have big things going on in my life, I make sure that I call them. Even when I'm not posting anything on my pages, I make sure that I support everything that they're doing. But most importantly, when I'm having really big moments, I do not make the announcement for them to find out over social media. I make sure to take the initiative to be present and reach out and make sure that they're aware that I want them to know from me, their friend, what's going on. And I want to take that opportunity in that same breath to find out what's new with them as well. And I think that's one of the things that we both have to master, that we all have to master on both ends of either the phone, whether you're doing your shout outs and hellos, your go sees through social media posts, or you just want to reach out and throw a landline and say, how are you doing? It's great to get up close and personal and find out how people really are by making sure that they know that you want them a part of your personal space. So yeah, if you're really busy, I know there's a lot of us. I'm always talking about social media. Yes, hashtag like, share, tweet, follow. But, you know, I really have got to say that the best relationships that I've ever had in my complete life that are ever evolving are the ones that I've held on to make sure, right, wrong, or indifferent, they know that I personally seek them out because I want them to be a part of my evolution as a person. So, how can you do this in your own personal life? Well, even though we're all busy and sometimes it's easier just to post than to make the phone call, especially if you're traveling a lot and pretty much living off Wi-Fi, it's up to you, FYI. But when you get settled and you kind of get a moment, whenever that moment is, however short that moment is. Tell them that you love them. Tell them you can't wait to see them. Tell them that you can't wait to hang out. And really just enjoy the moment of being a friend. Yeah. So that's our closing thought for the Blog Music Art Culture. I told you today was going to be a really tight-knit show. I've enjoyed it. I always love perspectives, but I am so excited because in the next following weeks, we're going to have our guests on the show, not just from Supermart, the founder, Olympia. She will be here talking about affordable organics, but we have more guests to come, and I am really looking forward to that as well. It will be exciting, I promise you. Hold tight. If you want, follow us on Periscope. It's going to be so much fun. We do our live video sessions. Everybody chimes in. We had someone from Turkey chime in. We had some locals from Inglewood chime in. It's going to be a lot of fun. Super Bowl weekend. Yes, that's coming up next weekend. So, of course, the headlines will be very real. We might take a sabbatical and run a previous episode. But I'll tell you what. Social media posts will be live, current, and very active. So make sure you follow on Twitter at MACEF Public Arts. Again, I'm your host, Dominique, for the Blog Music Art Culture. You can follow me on Twitter and IG at Dominique LaRue. And you can follow the show also on Anchor. So anchor.fm/musicartculture to hear more episodes on the Blog Music Art Culture. I look forward to sharing more stories and topics with you sooner than later. But until then, as always, I wish you peace and blessings and a pleasant week. It'll be a lot of fun to reconnect, and I can't wait. Thank you for listening to the Blog Music Art Culture. Till next time.